Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
I got to tell you, was our last interview just excellent? I mean, we had the Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen CEO on. And thank you, too, for your feedback that we recently had with Kevin Harrington, one of the original Shark Tanks. It's just been phenomenal. Later on, we're going to be having Steve Jones. He is the CEO of Allied Universal. We're talking a $5 billion, that's a B, billion-dollar company. But let's get right with our next hero, because you'll definitely have known this site, whether you're ever looking for an attorney or whether you are an attorney. There's a company that's working to make working with a lawyer for advice, helping to get a lawyer, or help with legal decisions a whole lot easier. And we have Mark Britton here. Now, the company is Avvo, and it's spelled out AVVO.com, Avvo. So I'm sure you've all heard about that. Now, Mark, you know, there's a lot of lawyers that are out there and stuff, and there's a lot of lawyers on TV and movies and stuff. I got to go jump right into it, though. What's your favorite fictional lawyer?
Oh, boy. I would probably go with Atticus Finch from To Kill a Mockingbird. He was, even though the follow-up book has somewhat tarnished his image, his representation, how loyal he was to his clients, and making sure that he always did the right thing, I've always looked at him as someone that personifies goodness in the law.
Now, Mark, tell me about yourself and stuff like that. You're an attorney, correct?
I am, yes. I practiced for many years before starting Avvo.
But what made you want to become an attorney?
Oh, wow. Well, I have a lot of attorneys in my family, and I also grew up in Western Montana, where kind of the old adage was be a doctor or a lawyer, and my brother was the doctor. And so I thought, wow, maybe I'll be the lawyer. But to be fair, my mother is also a lawyer. I have an uncle who's a judge. And as I looked at where I might take my career, law just always seemed like an exciting place where I could contribute and also make a good living.
Well, I got to tell you, your site is extremely popular. I mean, I've used it in the past. I know tons of people that use it, and I know a lot of lawyers out here that are on it. I want to know, though, Mark, at the exact moment where the idea came to you of, you know what, let's go ahead, let's start Avvo, and it's AVVO.com for our listeners, again, and we'll have the link on our website, alliances.com. When and how and where did this idea come to you?
You know, believe it or not, it was in Sardinia, Italy. I was one of the early people at Expedia, the travel company. And after Expedia was bought out, so I was Expedia's first general counsel. Then I moved to the business side. Then when Expedia was bought out, I took on a much larger role. I ended up being the number two within Expedia and IAC Travel. I took some time off after that, and I went and taught in Italy. And so what was amazing about that year in Italy, not only was it great for the family and me and everything else, I was still getting calls from friends and family regarding legal issues. And here I am on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, and you know, nobody was calling me about travel stuff. These are smart, educated people that needed someone like me to help navigate the legal industry. So while I was vacationing in Sardinia, and I had two calls from one friend going through a divorce. She was having a tough time, and I had another friend that was starting a business. And I thought, why are these people calling me? And that's where the light bulb went off. I said, there just aren't the resources for them, like Expedia, like really any other area that is important to our lives. There aren't these resources that make navigating your legal journey, that make navigating that easier. And so that's why we built Avvo, to make legal easier.
Now, when you built Avvo, what do you go after first? Did you go after the attorneys and lawyers, getting them listed on there? Did you go after consumers wanting to find it? I mean, how do you do it?
Yeah, this is a question that I get asked a lot by entrepreneurs who are trying to start marketplaces like Avvo. And I'm a big believer that you must start with the supply side. What you're trying to avoid for the consumer, you might go out and spend time or money to get a consumer to come to your website, but if they come and it's just an echo chamber, there's nothing there for them to learn from or to purchase or to interact with, they'll never come back. And consumers are fickle, right? We have learned from the internet that information is there, it's at your fingertips. I mean, everybody, we have an app, we have a website, and that information is either there or it's not. And if it's not, you don't want to talk to that website ever again. And so you start with the supply side, and being a lawyer, understanding the legal profession quite well, we spent a lot of time talking with lawyers about the internet, how it was evolving, and how the internet could be helpful to them, and how Avvo's unique approach could be helpful. And that helped them get engaged early and often, and that put that stocked the shelves, so to speak, so that when we called in the consumers, there was something there for them, and the flywheel started spinning.
Great. And again, we're talking with Mark Britton, the CEO and founder of Avvo. He can be reached at avvo.com. And you're listening to me, David Kogan, with Alliance's Hero Show. Be a hero and go to where entrepreneurs align. Be part of the community. Alliances.com, E-L-I-A-N-C-E-S.com, where we have events going on, round tables, grand tables. You may even have the opportunity to meet Mark at one of our grand tables that'll be coming up. So a lot of activity going on. Now, Mark, you mentioned that your mom's an attorney too. So what does she think of what you're doing?
Interestingly, she started out as a clerk for the Montana Supreme Court, and then she decided to go off and do all sorts of, she went and lived in Europe, and she taught French, and she taught English, and did special education teaching, and she's really a Renaissance person. She looks at Avvo in general as a fantastic resource, but I'm not sure she totally gets her head around the size of Avvo. I mean, she, in being a lawyer in Montana, it is very much that face-to-face interaction and building your network through word of mouth and the personal, that personal touch. So this idea that we have 300,000 lawyers that use Avvo as a marketing platform, that we get over 100 million visits for a year, 100 million visits to our website a year, I think she looks at that and just says, I don't understand this massive system and how all of these people interact efficiently. But as I told her, and I still tell her, and she even uses our question and answer forum, but this is what I tell everybody. If you really want to feel the power of Avvo, ask a question in Avvo and watch how quickly you get an answer. And that's because we have those 300,000 lawyers standing by. Having her do that for the first time, that was the wow moment for her, where, you know, a little bit about learning about the internet, a little bit about learning about Avvo and the evolution of the law, she said, wow, this is really cool, and I'm very proud of you.
Fantastic. I'm sure all your family members are and stuff. So, Mark, we've got a little less than a minute left. What advice, though, do you have, the secrets to share with students graduating from law school? What would you like to share with them about how to be so successful as you have been and the passion that clearly comes out in your tone of your voice for what you do to be successful?
Well, you know, I think you need to serve someone other than yourself. And I tell a lot of entrepreneurs that, in that you need to find a place in our economy, in our world, where people are having a tough time. And if you're not solving some sort of problem, if you're not making something easier, simpler, then really, what are you doing? What value are you adding? So some people often say, well, you know, marry your vocation with your avocation. But it's simpler than that. It's you're passionate about something because you understand the world can be better there. And for us, we saw that legal consumers were struggling. They weren't hiring lawyers. They were going down the do-it-yourself route of downloading a form on the internet and creating all sorts of problems for themselves. And we said, no, we can make this easier on the consumer. We can make this easier on the lawyers. We can put them together in a more elegant way so that it's a win-win for both of them. And by serving the consumer first, getting them better information, more guidance regarding their legal situation, and making it easier, the lawyers are getting more business, more conversations are happening, and we're helping move the legal profession forward. So where do you improve? Where do you make your world, your community better?
Well, Mark, I love it. I got to spend more time in Sardinia, Italy and stuff. You definitely...
Me too.
Both of us. We'll go together. You definitely have solved a problem. I got to tell you, where do you go to have 300,000 lawyers at your fingertips? You go to avvo.com. That's AVVO.com. You work to simplify navigating an often difficult and maybe uncertain thing for many. That's a hero. Mark Britton can be reached at AVVO.com. Avvo, this is David Kogan with Alliances. And wait till you hear about our next hero, David Kogan with Alliances.